Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We hope you are having a great day. The Falcons do win last night on Monday Night Football, but what did we learn? That's what we're talking about here on the show today. As we have a short week, it's a quick turnaround. And as a matter of fact, Thursday, all right, we'll get a chance to talk to Coach on our show as the Falcons get ready to take on the New York Football Giants, which is going to be Sunday. That's a 1 o'clock game. And then, as we mentioned, the game on the 29th now against Washington has been flexed to Sunday night. So that's week 17. So it's Giants at Washington. And then, of course, we finish with Carolina. So now, Mike, that Washington game becomes a bigger game. And certainly when you look at the standings, buddy of mine just hit me up. Dre said, does the NFL know something about a quarterback change? Why do they flex this game? I said, I have no idea.
Well, I tell you what, going round and round with a bunch of listeners, and I mean, a lot of our audience feels the same way that whatever's going on with Kirk Cousins, we've talked about it with Wes Durham last hour. It's the last, honestly, you know, coming back from Tampa or after that Cowboys game, the last conversation that I ever thought you and I would be talking about is Kirk Cousins is shook.
Yeah.
The Kirk Cousins doesn't pass the eye test. He can't step into throws. People are now starting to say it's got to be physical because it can't, the mental aspect of it, they can't wrap their heads around, pardon the pun. They just can't figure it. Nobody can figure it out. Lewis Riddick, Orlovsky, they're spelling it out. They're the first chance watch. They're saying this Kirk Cousins has got issues. There's problems with confidence. The Falcons have no confidence in him. The one-dimensional nature of the offense. That's why, as happy as we are to end the losing streak, guys, just to make it clear for guys who caught the tail end of the conversation last hour, there's fundamental problems with this offense. You can't go into a playoff with a quarterback playing like that.
Can't. And that is the bigger concern. It's not last night's win. I told you we would win. I didn't know it would look the way it did, but listen, this was not going to continue. But how far can we go playing like this?
Right.
That is the bigger question.
We're not dead in the water by any stretch. I mean, percentage-wise, there's a percentage for us, but the Bucs still have a game in hand. Now, if they lose, you got to all be Cowboys fans. That's where it stands. Really need the Buccaneers to fall on that. To me, I don't know how you feel about this one, Carl, but you look at their strength of schedule and where it stands. To me, that's the most logical game to choose to feel that maybe they would slip up against the Cowboys. Because the Cowboys, the Cooper Rush, all of a sudden they're moving the football down the field a little bit.
No,
and they're getting those playmakers involved.
Listen, Tampa, they are, I believe, if they get in, are going to be a hard out for a lot of teams. Especially in the NFC, Mike, as you talk about, you know, advancing. Their defense, Vita Vea and company are playing great run-stop defense, guys. Baker's playing with a lot of confidence, and you see it. They got Mike Evans back, and even though they don't have Godwin, it doesn't matter. Their run game has been on point. Like, there's a lot of positives, like, right now with Tampa, that as I look at our team and you go, all right, what is the thing that might get us over the top? That should be Kirk Cousins. It should be the start and the finish of the conversation.
And that's why when we get around and some of these lists, guys, they brought him here. It was a 2-year, maybe 3-year window to get to the Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins. And that's why it's going to take, I mean, another, I guess, brutal appearance or performance. I don't know. I get it. If you put Penix in, I understand. I mean, I'm not so naive or stupid. Yes, I do get things wrong occasionally, Carl, but I get the big picture. If you put Cousins, if you bench Cousins for Penix, you never see Cousins again. And it's a dual, it's a double-edged thing, because what are you hoping? That Cousins finds his game?
Yeah.
And then maybe you try to trade him in the offseason? Good luck with that. Well, I mean, I don't know how this gets better.
I just think you're trying to hope that he finds his game so he can help you right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, two ways to look at it. We need this guy to be on game. And by the way, if Kirk is listening, brother, if there's anybody you need, I got Dr. Bemis. Can he help you? He helped me. That was more anger management than just pure, you know, yeah. I don't know what that was that he's dealing with.
I don't know what he's dealing with either. And here's where I'm standing, okay, until he tells me it's something else. I think he's afraid to throw the ball where it needs to be thrown because of the mistakes that have happened. And this is the most he's had in his career that have accumulated to this point. It's not one or two picks. Guys, we're talking about 9. One touchdown, 9 over the last 5 weeks. That's a lot.
And Baker Mayfield, we talked about it yesterday. He's got the numbers right now. We thought Kirk Cousins was going to hit for the end of the season. They got a thing cooking right now. And the other thing, we've said, I apologize, we're repeating ourselves, but we said, how do you go from being the twice offensive player of the week in the NFC, doing the things he's doing? I mean, the last time I saw a quarterback look this bad and just fall off a shelf, it was Matt Ryan in Indianapolis. Just everything went wrong.
Everything did go wrong.
I mean, I think a lot of folks were hoping that maybe Matt would be able to, that was a good place, good running game, decent wide receivers, and it just was god-awful for Matt that final year.
All right, 404-726-0929. We have to talk some dogs. Shortened edition of the show tonight, 6 o'clock, Coach's Show coming up, Raheem Morris. And then, guys, we've got the Frisco Bowl for you. Yes, we are your home for college football. We're going to be carrying all of these big games, so make sure that you are here as the bowl season and certainly the college football playoff gets underway. Mike, let me ask you this. What if Gunnar Stockton plays well throughout the college football playoff? What if Gunnar Stockton leads you to another national championship? The reason why we're saying, okay, Georgia fans, like, what's bad about that? Nothing. But Carson Beck has an extra year of eligibility due to the COVID year. I know many of you forget. It's like a fog.
Right.
But he could come back. And the point is, if Gunnar Stockton plays that well, does it make that decision, Mike, to maybe push Carson Beck out of the door to the draft and makes the decision much easier for maybe Kirby Smart and company to say, hey, Gunner is what we expected, and look how well he's playing, and especially if he leads him to a national championship. I'm not trying to push Carson Beck out of the door. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you this is a decision that could be made based on his play with Gunnar Stockton.
Now, I know we've covered this a lot, but again, the official status for Carson Beck from our buddy Connor Riley and Dog Nation is still unknown. They're not – so whether they're just playing that close to the vest – everything I've heard, everything you've heard is he's not playing.
Nope.
That's what we're hearing from our people around the program. He is out. And the second opinion wasn't any good, so there's nothing to change. But if you are Kirby Smart, you're right. If Gunnar Stockton checks all those boxes and is as athletic and everything that he showed you in high school football, for you accounted for 70 touchdowns his senior year, and you give him a full 3 weeks to prepare for these teams, can he do it? Yeah. Then I say, Carson Beck, good luck in the NFL, just like with JT Daniels when let's be honest, when Stetson never relinquished that job.
Yeah. I look, it's possibly a good problem to have, but we've also heard that if Carson Beck decides to come back, that it will be with open arms. Like, they're going to expect and take him back in with open arms because he brings the most experience. And, Mike, can he help himself? Listen, if I'm Carson Beck and I'm not going to be the number one overall pick, and right now he's not going to be.
He's not even in the first round in most mock drafts.
I got to come back.
Or second round for some of them.
I got to come back.
And I think that Kirby, of course, Kirby always defers to the most experienced. I'm not, and I use the JT Daniels just as an example, but yeah. I don't think that's the rule. It's the exception. I feel that Kirby would certainly take him back. But you're right. What if Gunnar Stockton takes it to a whole other level that we hadn't seen? That everybody's been waiting for since. What if Gunnar plays like Stetson Bennett?
Well, then.
Then he's. I can't. How do you take him out of that game?
You can't. And that's what I'm saying. He could go on a 3-week run, which is what it's going to be for the Dogs. They get the bye this weekend, obviously, and they await the winner of Indiana Notre Dame. But he could go on a 3-week run, Mike, where if they're scoring points and he's playing special and not turning it over and doing everything they're asking, like, it's one of those things you could just chalk it up and say, well, this is what we expected. No, it's not. this is a chance to win another natty. And you're throwing a guy in there, and Kirby said it right after the game against Texas. He hadn't played that much. He hasn't been in there. Like, to throw him into this mix and expect it is silly.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
But to throw him out there, Mike, and then he balls out, I think is a great problem for Georgia to have. But I also think, like, you're making a tough decision if you tell Carson Beck, thank you, but we got to move on.
Now, look, if he had gone in there just the way Tua Tagovailoa did and just balled out, I mean, it's like he did win you the game, and he was tough and gritty. He took a shot that would have, I mean, I still can't believe his head didn't come off when he took that contact. But the throw, the pick was just brutal. I mean, so it wasn't like, okay, you didn't get the full Cinderella story because Tua obviously provided that for Alabama at halftime in that national championship game. But this guy is here for a reason. He's been, as we said, he's been around. I'll say this, I do wish Munkin was coaching.
Yeah.
I think Munkin would get more out of him. I'm still not sold on Bobo in this scenario, but we'll see. And hopefully he does.
Yeah, he didn't have, I mean, the SEC championship is obviously a big moment. He hasn't had that national championship moment you're talking about. Like, if that was to happen in the national championship.
But that was to his first time in a big moment.
Throwing him into a situation where he could obviously fail. But again, you know what? We are going to get a chance to see. And I'm hoping that Gunnar Stockton plays well, Mike, not just for the sake of the Dogs, but that's a tough spot, man. You know, if he does, it gives you more options. If he doesn't, then you almost feel forced to say, Carson, are you coming back? And maybe they've already had these conversations. We're acting like Carson Beck doesn't know what he wants to do. Guess what? I'm pretty sure he does, regardless of what happens over the next 3 or 4 weeks. I just feel like he already probably knows, Mike. And I think this injury may have made it an easier decision.
Yeah, and it is going to be interesting because Carson Beck, you feel bad for the guy because the injury timing is just absolutely brutal because, you know, guys, the combine starts right after the Super Bowl, and next thing you know, he won't have a chance to do anything. With this injury, who knows if he gets to do anything at Pro Day,
yeah,
you know, in Athens.
When you're limited in what you can show, the tape is uneven.
He's
right?
Very inconsistent this year, if we're honest.
Because you could tell, I mean, there have been games where obviously he was special. And the balls were right where they needed to be. Yes, he had a lot of drops. But there were other games where you're like, man, who are you throwing to and why are you making this decision? So I think it's going to be interesting.
Well, by the way, I get it. You know, 10, 15 years ago, 28 touchdowns, 12 picks. He's a slam dunk top 10 pick. Not the way college. Right now you think of Shedeur Sanders. You think of Cam Ward. Allar, the kid from Penn State, has looked great. There's a lot of places. And a lot of these mock drafts, Carson Beck is late second round.
Yeah. All right. We got a lot more to dive into. Coming up at 5 o'clock, you're going to hear from our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, and Bijan Robinson, who played amazing last night. Also, audio you don't want to miss. Trust me on this. But when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls, guys. 404-726-0929. Mike and I have said it all day long. Where are you at right now with this team, and how do you feel? A lot of people just pointing the finger in one direction. 404-726-0929. More of your calls coming up. Good read. And I can't. Just time. Can't. All of these amazing responses and tweets and text and you know, text messages in regards to the Falcons. But it's really interesting to me that there is a part of our audience, Mike, that is totally, you know, beyond this idea that we can't make a change and, like, hey, you got to do what's best for the season. And then there's a part of the other audience that is just frustrated. They don't care what happens, but they're frustrated with what has happened and how this has transpired with Kirk Cousins. Because, again, like you said, some guys hitting you up, they don't know if the change makes a difference, so they don't necessarily want that, but they're frustrated with where we are
right after
we won last night 15-9. Guys, this offense right now is abysmal. It just is. And somebody said to me, is this more on Zach or is it more on Kirk? I will tell you that Zach is limited in what he can call because of the way Kirk is performing.
Yeah, and I do think, you know, we've gone round and round about some of the, you know, the lack of the dropbacks and the play action and how much play action is not a part of this offense. That's what we thought he was going to be here, right? But that's not the case. So whether that's because of the physical limitations or, I mean, they kind of talked about it last night in the broadcast, and I think Dan Orlovsky or Lewis Riddick kind of intimated that maybe the offensive line can't hold for some of that play action. They think they're just going to blitz Kirk Cousins because I think teams see the tape and see there's some issues with his footwork, which gets us back to this. Look, guys, if there's an injury, it has to be on the injury report.
Yeah.
If there's you know, ankle soreness or knee something, because, you know, anytime you get one injury, look, we're not orthopedists here, but you guys have seen enough of sports. You get one injury and then another body part starts to ache because of overcompensate, whatever. None of that's there. It's between the ears. So that's why when guys go, what do you want Penix for? Because I think you could do no worse, and I think he would give you a spark. I think the ball is going to come out quicker. And I think, yes, he would be a rookie, and he's going to go through all the rookie mistakes and road bumps you've seen with everybody else. He's got as much experience as Bo Nix did.
Yeah.
He's been around. And, you know, the other thing which I never understood is why you don't just put all your eggs in the basket with him if he's everything you think he is, as opposed to the strategy we employed in the offseason, regardless. You're never going to come off of Cousins because once he's benched, you can't get rid of him. And then you're stuck with the world's most expensive backup quarterback, and you've got no market for him in the offseason. Without the Falcons have traded Kirk Cousins to the Browns, and they're going to eat 40% of the salary. Stuff like that. That's where we're at.
Yeah, it will become tougher. There's no doubt. If, in fact, that played out that way, you know, they keep telling us they've got this plan and they want to stick to the plan, and that's great. Meanwhile, our plan of getting to the postseason is wasting away, and that is the truth. We are still in it. We still own the tiebreakers in our division. We still have another game against Carolina. But with the overall win situation with Tampa, now we're fighting for our lives. 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. We'd love to hear from you. We took a lot of phone calls to start the show, and we want to open up the lines right now. Orin will get you set up at 404-726-0929. And again, don't know where you're at. Maybe you are where Mike and I are sitting, and you know, we are happy we won, but frustrated with the way that we're winning and the way that it happened last night, simply because this offense is not showing us that they're going to be capable of potentially doing what we need to do if, in fact, we get into the playoffs. That's really what we're talking about here. And how much do you trust the quarterback? I am having a hard time right now trusting him to make the right decisions because, Mike, let's be honest. They guarded him last night. They really did. That was a protected Kirk Cousins last night with the game plan.
Yeah, and you guys, they ran it 23 of 24 times on first down. First down, run, 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 run. They talked about it. Look, great job by Riddick and Orlovsky last night, and Fowler. I give Fowler credit. He was definitely engaged in the pre-show meetings about what the Falcons needed to do, and they weren't doing any of it, and it became obvious. Cousins doesn't pass the eye test. They were blown away. Orlovsky played the position. What's up with Cousins? How do you fix it? Why is Mooney – when Mooney kind of fell off the game plan. You know,
he can't throw the football to himself.
Only 17 times. And the other thing is the body language. It, to me, it looked at times like Mooney and even Drake London on the sideline or during the play were like hands on hips, like what the is going on here?
Yeah. He can't throw the ball to himself. And by the way, do the Raiders have an all-pro defensive back that I don't know about? Do they have a future Hall of Famer in their defensive backfield? I'm just making sure.
Well, here's the thing. When you only throw the ball 17 times, maybe one or two times out of the 17, they may actually do their job and cover the receivers. But you can't tell me the receivers were shut down all night long.
No, they weren't. And
Cousins has no confidence to put the ball into the tight window.
Well, Mike, my point is, who scares you to not throw the football down the field against the Raiders? Nobody. Who they got? Lester Hayes back there? I mean, it's ridiculous to feel like, okay, we can't or we didn't want to. Now, I will say the run game played into our favor. There's no doubt. I don't have any problems giving the ball to Bijan. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm saying is we have a guy that's thrown one touchdown in 5 weeks. Build his confidence. Let him throw the ball. Let's go. And we didn't do that after we threw it, and he threw a pick on the first down play. Kevin, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kevin, appreciate you listening. Hey, man, where are you at?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, two comments. The first comment is, if you saw that interview after the game he gave on ESPN, I have never seen such a deer in the headlight look in an interview. It was just go back and watch it. It was just mind-boggling. The second thing is I'm going to comment on the draft, and not the most recent draft. I think you can't grade a draft until 2 years in, but right. If you look at Fontenot's first two drafts, I don't know who picked some of these guys, but you look at the first draft, and if you had all the names in front of you, I'd give that draft a D. The second draft, I don't think it's much better than that. I think Drake London's a good player, but he's not a breakaway receiver. He's a great possession receiver. He's got a great reach, but he doesn't separate. That was your eighth pick in the draft, I think, that year. And
correct.
There's other guys in there. You can look at them, go down the line, and there's nobody very few are a starter. Tyler Allgeier is the only other good draft pick out of those drafts that I can think of.
Well,
now, that's just the first 2 years.
Right. Well, the thing is, and I'll take your argument and just extend it. You know, the way I give pressure to Pitts, I've got to start talking about Troy Andersen. He can't stay healthy. Troy Andersen was taking over a ton of higher-rated players, Carl. And look, we know when he's on the field, he's capable. We saw the pick six against the Saints. We know what this guy can do. But unfortunately for the Falcons, this guy can't stay on the field. So if you want to apply the metric of ability and availability, Troy Andersen is a bust right now.
Mm.
3 years, he's a bust. How many games has this guy missed? You know, and look, I guess the good news is you've got to see certainly a guy in Caden Ellis and maybe playing sort of in his position really starting to pop right now.
He's
the last
playing
few
well.
Weeks.
Yeah, he's playing well. Yo, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. How are you feeling about the Falcons?
Man.
Hey, man.
How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Well, listen, I'm going to say this as honestly as I possibly can. I talked to Turtle a couple of days ago, and I was telling him how much I was willing to give Kirk these last four games because we paid him the money. We know he has the ability. We know that he can do it. But That being said, outside of that first pass that he did to Drake London that did actually travel over 20 yards in the air, all I saw was a bunch of dink and dunk and a weak arm quarterback who's getting too old and can't move in the pocket. So I was talking to my wife a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about going up to New York to see the Statue of Liberty, and she's like, well, we should make our plans now. I said, why? It's not going anywhere. And she said, yeah, just like Kirk Cousins.
Oh, snap.
I'm done with you, bro.
Man.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. I'm saying that's a fib right there at the end. But yes, he is – Dave Archer was on Andy Randy. I know I've repeated this, but just real quick, because he knows the position. The footwork is not there. The stepping up, the planting, you know, to plant to get some leverage, Carl, on those throws, the footwork is just, it's almost like rookie mistakes that we used to talk about with Desmond Ridder.
Yeah. I do think there's a lot that's going on from a fundamental standpoint, right? But I'm not here to acknowledge all of that. What I'm just going to tell you is my eyes tell me he's not a confident quarterback right now. That's it. Let's start there and let the people who figure out the footwork and the arm and the technique and the drop back and the busy feet in the pocket and all the things that you want to let those people, they can figure that out. Mike, they got a ton of guys at Flower Branch that can figure that out. I need him confident. That's all. I need him walking down the street like the big bad blanker he was,
right,
saying, I'm going into your trap and I'm taking over your trap. That's the dude I need. I'm not getting that dude.
No, the swag surf and all the vibe. Guys, you heard, I said it to Carl the other day. I mean, yeah, I'll say it. Yeah, there was a bromance. I was like, wow, I've never had, nothing against the other quarterbacks, other guys we've interacted with. Oren, we've talked about this. The guy is just so engaging, so likable.
Like, he's legit.
Bijan Robinson drinking the Kool-Aid back in May when he first met the guy. And then where it has happened, I've never seen a quicker fall from grace in one season that I have from Kirk Cousins right now. And the way he's playing and the reason we're banging the drum on this, you cannot win in the playoffs being that one-dimensional.
Yeah.
And I never thought in a million years we'd be talking about teams are just going to simply take away the run and make Kirk Cousins beat them. Which is, you don't pay a guy $180 million to be the guy that can't beat anybody, schematically.
Well, that's why I was asking about this Raider DBs. I mean, like, seriously, do you guys know any of them last night? Name one. You can't.
And we were
afraid to throw the ball down the field. That's the point I'm getting to. Like, if you were going to gain your confidence back, this is one of those games to do it.
Right. And the story that was so – I mean, and they talked about the scouting. Storyline played out great. You've got a Drake London does – he sells the route. He goes inside, takes it down. Looked beautiful. I mean, executed perfectly. Cousins, it's timed perfectly with the fake pump. That was – I mean, certainly the scouting staff and Zach Robinson had that in the – and that was great. But that's the high watermark for the passing game. Everything after that was either behind schedule. He's double clutch. How many times did you watch him double clutch last night?
Uncertainty.
And you always like to say, pull.
Pull.
The ball's got to come out.
You got to know.
Penix Jr. is going to be 25 this spring. I want to see what I've got with this kid. And yes, we'll be a monkey's uncle, and it will look stupid that we did what we did back in the spring. But man, if Kirk Cousins can't figure this out, you're going to have to eat that contract. $45 million next year, 10 guaranteed the following year. The cap hit's brutal. Good luck trying to trade him. I mean, we're in this bizarro world right now, and Kirk Cousins has got to get it. And there's only one person that can fix it. Zach Robinson can't fix it. We talked to – coach doesn't know how to fix it. Nobody knows but Kirk.
Yeah. Let's talk to Preston on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Preston, hey, man, what's on your mind? Talk to us.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hold on, I want to give you one for the Sun Park real quick. I got two things, man. We got to start Penix. The season is over. I don't want to see this. Somehow we get to the playoffs, first round exit, we get blown out by 40. And then second thing, we need to investigate Kirk Cousins for point shaving.
Come on, man. Come on now. Stop.
Stop it.
I know we're frustrated, but that's utterly ridiculous. Season's not over. Preston, it's not. I know we're they won last night. They snapped a 4-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. Like, they won. We are still in the mix. We still own these tiebreakers. We just got to win and then see where the chips fall. It's not over. But I will tell you, as far as the Cousins thing, like, Mike, that's how bad it is people are wondering, like, what is going – like, that's how bad it is with Cousins right now.
Man, we were getting – I mean, up in D.C. for the Army-Navy, and everybody who does Radio Row in this country is coming up to us. What's up with – nobody knows. We certainly as hell don't know.
All right, what's coming up in Guy Talk, Mike?
Hey, man, good to be Mike Vick right now. Got a gig with Fox, and he's got a couple of job offers, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. We'll talk about that. And when somebody gives you a completely open bar tab, what is – considered abusing the privilege? Carl and I had that conundrum this weekend in D.C. We'll explain. Where the players play. More Falcon Talk at 5. Coaches Show at 6. Because of Monday Night Football, we'll talk to Coach Raheem Morris Thursday right here on Dukes and Bell. Our exclusive conversation with him, so stay tuned for all that. Because of scheduling and, I guess, NFL going, Dolphins, Browns, how about we go with the Commanders and the Falcons? Kirk Cousins against his former team. And, you know, Dan Quinn, Sergeant Slogan. So we were flexed into Sunday, not this Sunday, but next Sunday night. And some of those 4 o'clock window games were already locked in for the network. So there was a certain amount of games that could be flexed. So a lot of folks around the country are already in media taking shots going, "Ugh," because this was a horrible game. Aesthetically, it looked like a preseason game last night. So a lot of folks are kind of lukewarm with the idea of putting the Falcons back in prime time.
Listen, week to week, you know, you can get better. You can change things, and I'm not being Mr. Optimistic.
If eyes can change, yous can change, we all can change.
I'm not going to be Mr. Optimistic here, but I'm simply saying, like, just because we played okay last night, we didn't play great, right? Doesn't mean that won't be the case against Washington. And so I think this is an interesting matchup. Listen, I watched the Commanders take on the Saints. Saints could have won that game. Okay.
Commanders really had them. They had 2 or 3 opportunities to pull the game out. I mean, to pull away and just be up by 3 scores or more, and they couldn't do it.
Nope.
But on the same token, man, Jaden Daniels is unbelievable. The escapability that Jaden Daniels showed and that laser of an arm, that's why I wanted that guy, man. What a rock star.
Coach Rizzi went for 2-point conversion. They had an opportunity. My point is, like, as bad as things are for the Saints right now, they were right there. And that's why you don't know. But I'm with you. I think this is intriguing for the Cousins and the coach, you know, Ra taking on, again, Dan Quinn. There's a lot of storylines there. I don't care about all that. Everybody else will be talking about it. I just need to go find a way to win, Mike. I'm at a point now, we can't lose.
Nope.
We got to win out, and then we got to hope that Tampa slips up somewhere along the way, and then we own the tiebreaker and we get back to where we were. But right now, you just cannot lose.
Hey, man, another dynamic quarterback, speaking of one, Teddy Bridgewater just won the state championship for Northwest Miami in his first year as a head coach. Mike Vick, we talked about it yesterday, Norfolk State wants a piece of him. Sometimes the budgets and trying to come up with the money, historically black college universities, is not always easy, as Deion brought to the spotlight at Jackson State. Meanwhile, Mike Vick now gets interest from Sacramento State football.
Really?
Both these teams combined for 7 wins. Whoever he goes is going to have a tough road to hoe, but apparently Sacramento State's boosters have passed that, and they're coming up with some money of their own for NIL. So what about Mike Vick making the jump to college football as a coach, doing some good work, breaking down film and stuff on Fox?
I think, first of all, this is about brand name recognition. When you have these guys that kids are familiar with and they know about Mike, or they've played him on a video game, right, it helps. You know, it doesn't mean that you go and you're going to win 10 games. Deion, they actually had to put in the work, and he had a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You got to still
and
get a great quarterback.
Staff, you got to staff it.
You still got to get a great quarterback. And so, I like I said yesterday, I wish Mike Vick all the luck as we cleared our throats yesterday. But, Mike, if you're not totally committed, do not get in this game. This is a different animal. And I think, like, it's nice to have your name mentioned, but you're going to lesser-tier programs that don't have the NIL money and the things that you may expect going there. It's always difficult to win. So if he wants to take one of these jobs, great. But if he doesn't, I understand why.
Hey, man, some good news for folks who are looking forward to the NBA moving to Amazon. Although some would say the way the NBA ratings have really nosedived this year, going to Amazon might not be the best thing. Well, I've got 2 reasons to watch. Taylor and Rooks. Taylor Rooks. She is a beautiful woman and very obviously good at her job. But she'll be a part of the coverage. She has a lot of folks going, I'm tuning in for some of that.
Yeah, Taylor's mom, sorry, mom, to put your business out there, she listens to us.
Hello.
On a daily basis. Taylor's from Atlanta.
We had her on the show last year. She's awesome.
And she does a terrific job. But, yeah, we wish her nothing but the best, man. She's blowing up. She's been doing the podcast stuff and TNT and all that stuff. She's great. And you're right. I mean, like, these are the kind of folks they should be bringing into the fold to attract a younger and cool audience, Mike.
Right. TNT, we know, is going to lose a big chunk of their games after next year, and it is what it is. And, of course, we still get to see the NBA TNT show. They're holding their audience. They're doing better. They're right where they need to be. They're only slightly down, but ESPN is down 28% compared to last year at this time.
Wow.
Yeah, and NBA ratings are down 4% the last 12. Now the question is, why do you keep monkeying around with the NBA All-Star Game? Word comes out today that they're going to do what the NHL has done at times, 4-team, 3-game, 1-night tournament with 3 teams of 8 NBA All-Stars apiece, and the 4th team being the winner of the Rising Stars Challenge for first and second year players. Good idea, bad idea?
It sounds okay. I got to see it, but I don't know.
I don't know. Just look, here's the thing. The All-Star game, I get it. No one's playing great defense, and it's a lot of just chucking up threes and off the backboard.
They're trying to make it more competitive.
And they've did that where they had the Kobe score and trying to get guys to really crank it up right in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
I don't know if the numbers are down. To me, if you got to do an in-season tournament, that's also down 10% after last year, by the way, the NBA in-season ratings. And again, I know we love our Hawks, but not a brand, unfortunately, because we've been so bad the last few years. And losing some things like the Knicks and Golden State was probably the worst nightmare for the NBA folks and TV. But that said, I don't know, just get the guys out there. Let's do. Hopefully, a sense of pride. What do you get? Maybe another $150,000 to actually try in the fourth quarter. To me, that's the thing. If you got to give guys $500,000 to do their job in a regular season, it kind of sends the wrong message to the average Joe, who maybe is lukewarm on the NBA.
Yeah. Listen, I have no issues with it. I mean, we all want to get rewarded for the jobs that we do.
But you're getting paid more money than any other professional athlete to do your job in the first place. That's the argument.
Okay. Professional sports is big business,
right? But if the ratings are down, I'm just saying, why is the NBA? Why are people disconnecting to a degree with the NBA like they haven't in years past?
I don't know, but ask Steve Kuhn that on Friday, and let's find out what he thinks about it, and let's find out if in fact the ratings are down, because Steve Kuhn has come on this show and said the ratings were up and more people were watching. Business is good for the NBA. I don't know what to believe. Again, I don't know about those numbers. Mm. I would just simply say, if somebody told you, hey, whatever job you have, you could win. You could get a $50,000 bonus this year if you do this.
Right.
I think most people would be in for that. So I don't have any issues with the incentives. But at the end of the day, I just feel like the NBA is trying to make sure that these All-Star games, and I don't know if it's a good idea or not. Mike said this to me earlier, and I was like, I have no idea what this is going to look like. It sounds weird, the formatting. But if it works, fine. If it's more competitive, so be it.
Hey, speaking of no ratings, LIV Golf. Not getting any traction on CW. Less than 100,000 Americans watch that
now,
stuff.
Now, that's something that's not getting any ratings.
Well, they're looking to go to Fox now. Apparently, negotiations heating up with Fox, putting on LIV Golf.
Are they bringing all of their broadcasters and whatnot with them?
I presume Faraday and company would come along with the package.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. The broadcast package, I watched one round of that stuff last year. That was the one that Sergio won.
Yeah.
It's not easy. By the way, hats off. We mentioned it yesterday. It was a very short show. Thanks to everybody at USAA and everybody at Army Navy and our great hosts. What an amazing trip. Next year it's in Baltimore. We love the Army Navy game. Real quick, Oren, you'd love this, brother. They rented out an Italian restaurant in the Navy Yards right down by the National Stadium, right on the Anacostia River. How beautiful was that? Fireworks display. And then the waiter comes over and goes, it's an open bar. I'm like, even the wine? I didn't abuse the privilege. Are you proud of me? There were wines that went out that, in excess of $400, and I ordered a bottle of $66.
Once he said that, all I heard was you say, any bottle of wine? I didn't hear what you ordered.
I was a good guy. I was good. I didn't jam it up.
But I will say this.
I thought that would be abusing the privilege to do that.
But I will say this, because there were people around us who were ordering various cocktails, and it was nonstop.
It was all top shelf,
It was like, hey.
Guys were ordering Blantons.
Yes, bring me another. And I'm like, hold on,
they
what?
They just had Blantons on just tap was, like that, so
it,
to speak?
It no, was, no. It was crazy. Guys were going top shelf old fashions in Manhattan.
Yeah, they were. But no, and the wine was good, by the way. The wine was good.
Tasty and nice. It was a nice Barbaresco, Barbera di Alba from up in the Piedmont region. On that note, hey, don't forget, Hey Man Ale, they're making more brew.
Yeah.
They got it out there. So, again, I know the Publix, we said, ask your guys, ask your package store, get your beer, get your Hey Man, make a nice stocking stuffer right now.
All right, what happened last night? No, I mean, I know we won, but what happened? 15-9 was the final score. We dominated the Raiders in every facet of the game, but something ain't right. We're going to come back. We'll talk with you as our Falcon Report. And also, we'll hear from Kirk Cousins and Bijan Robinson. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.